T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. You know, I was watching the protesters, if you will, when they were attacking the Rizzo statue. And Dan, the line from Jaws, you're going to need a bigger boat. You're going to need 10 bigger boats to take that down. They're grabbing at it. They're setting it afire. Nice touch, too. Some of them had an American flag that they were putting under it to help light it. And it didn't work. It's amazing, all right? But Jim Kenney has now told us by the end of June, the Rizzo statue will be moved. And I called Frank Rizzo yesterday, Frank Rizzo Jr., to talk about this. And he was good enough to join us today here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Frank, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Dom. And thank you for addressing this issue.
Well, Frank, I was taking great pleasure, not in the attack, but seeing how, even in death, and, you know, the thing we've talked about, your dad in the past, I've seen bigger individuals like John Runyon or whatever, but I've never seen anybody who everything physically was about him was big, and his persona, walking a block in Philadelphia, even when he was no longer mayor, took a half hour just because of people coming out of the woodwork to come out and greet him. It was amazing.
It's amazing, Don. We couldn't go to the movies and sit in a good seat because people would be coming up during the show. And he was so sensitive that he was interfering with the other people in the movie theater. So a real sensitive, good guy. And you know, Don, what amazes me is the fact that what you're seeing our great police officers protect all the cities throughout the United States. This is what Frank Rizzo did. When there were problems in Philadelphia, he protected the citizens of Philadelphia. So my heart goes out for the law enforcement officers throughout this country that have sacrificed, or some are physically injured seriously. So let's just all pray for those guys and ladies.
Now, you would think, Frank, they know where you are. I found you, that at least they would give you a call and say, Kenny or somebody, one of his people, hey, we got to do this now. It's too whatever. We just want you to know, a courtesy call. You're a former councilman. You're a known commodity in Philadelphia, you and the family. That's the right thing to do, at least, if they are going to now suddenly turn on a dime and move it. But you didn't hear any of that from anybody, did you?
Not one word. And he's worried about real estate. He's increasing real estate taxes and other. He's talking about layoffs of people. Now he's going to spend money because of a personal vendetta against Frank Rizzo. My father never liked him when he worked for Vince Fumo, and Kenny never liked my father. And this is personal. He's in a position now to use his power, and he's going to use it inappropriately.
And this is a gigantic undertaking. Even Kenny's made that point before, Frank. I don't know. Does it weigh 100,000 pounds? Could that be accurate?
I'm not sure of the actual weight of the statue, but I know that it was done correctly. You know, Frank Rizzo, he had some input on how that thing was installed, that statue was installed, and I'm sure he wanted it done correctly, and it was done correctly. Everyone involved made sure it was put up properly because he just didn't want any incidences to occur with it falling over during a terrific storm or anything like that. So they couldn't take him out. You know, God took him prematurely. They couldn't take him out as his career as police officer, police commissioner, and they couldn't take him out in this last attempt. So, and again, I thank all the men and women of the Philadelphia Police Department that tried their best. This boondoggle was nothing to do with the men and women of the Philadelphia Police Department. this boondoggle on the fact that they were, in my opinion, not prepared for this. Whenever a peaceful demonstration starts, there is always this infiltration of outsiders or insiders that want to that want to create chaos. And that's what happened here. And the police department, in my opinion, because I received many calls from active duty and retired police officers that were told, stand down. I mean, did you see the pictures on Chestnut Street? Not the presence of one police car or police officer during the looting on Chestnut and Walnut Street. Didn't see a policeman.
And that's the heart of the city. That's the show place. You would think anywhere it would be there, Frank. So, Frank, if they do move the statue, do you have control? Do you have say over where it goes?
No, it's city property. Matter of fact, it's city property. And like you said, out of sheer courtesy, you would think they'd say, hey, look, we're going to put it in storage until we figure it out. I have the same concerns that you're bringing up now. What's going to happen to the statue? It's a valuable it's a valuable object, and I'd like to know that it's going to be handled properly and respectfully. That's most important.
Well, and I want to say something too, Frank, that you know, and maybe a lot of listeners know, but others who don't have institutional memory of this, your dad didn't want the statue, as much as he was known as a tough cop, put in front of what he would call a jailhouse, I remember was the line. He wanted to put it at the Municipal Services Building because the genius of Frank Rizzo, even when he was out of office, was around the clock people calling and getting things done. The genius of realizing if you fix the potholes, take care of minor criminal elements that are bothering people, people remember that. That's the essence of a public servant. He was more that than he was the tough cop, in my view.
Dom, I had people come up to me after my dad died in 1991, when then I served in council from 1995. I had people come up to me saying to me, thank you. I wanted to thank you. Your father helped my son. He was on the track to getting himself in trouble, and he sat down with my son. Here's the mayor sitting down with a young man trying to telling him to go the right way. His whole life was helping people, and I can tell you that when he had to take on certain elements in the city, mostly the criminal elements in the city, they tried to spin that as racism. And all I can tell you, the men and women that kept him safe at his time when he was mayor were all African Americans. Tony Fullwood, Jimmy Turner, all blacks he entrusted with his life.
Yeah, and his legacy are great people like you, Lynn Abraham, Joan Krajewski, people like that. Some are past, but that is quite a legacy, Frank. So, you know, when they can't win fair and square during life, in death, and the preoccupation with this is just amazing to me. I don't think half these people really have any sense of Frank Rizzo, good, bad, or whatever. They don't have living memory of that, but this is the left-wing target. Next, it'll be somebody like Columbus. I don't know what it is with Italians. So please let us know when they start to talk about moving. Where would you want it to be? Have you thought about that if you could?
Dom, I have not thought about that, where an appropriate place would be, because I'm sure that they're going to not give me any input on that. But there's a couple attorneys that have reached out to me overnight that are going to try to make this a difficult move, and a respectful move. I want to make sure, and you know some of the attorneys involved, they are going to make sure that this is this statue of Frank Rizzo, that this whole process is handled with respect.
All right. Well, I haven't asked Roe yet, but I can speak for my vote here. We have a pretty good lawn here in the Giordano Estates. It would look great here. we might be a target. I'm already enough of a big mouth. You know, one of the greatest interviews I've ever had, it's in my top 10, and we're talking about people at the highest levels, Trump on down, presidents on down, Frank, was when your father won the last time the Republican nomination, had no voice, both laryngitis and whatever physical problems, and somehow or another I had him on live. I was on late night, you may remember then. And he choked out the words, thanks, pal, to this. I went home. I could have run a marathon after that. That moment, that comeback was as magical as anything we've ever seen.
Well, Dom, he respected you. He always enjoyed his stint at 1210. He just enjoyed that people listen. As you know, it was a very popular program on 1210. And he enjoyed talk radio because it gave him an opportunity to reach out to the people that he cared about.
Exactly. Well, Frank, thank you. So glad to talk with you again today. And let us know. Give us the upcoming things. Whatever happens next, we'd be happy to talk again.
Thank you, sir. Bye. All Thanks, everybody, for listening out there. Bye-bye.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.